Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Let's get underway.
Is Triple M's Origin Rumble.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Thanks to Bryden's Lawyers.
And welcome back to it. And of course, today is also McHappy Day. So that means $2 from every Big Mac sold today goes toward helping seriously ill or injured children through Ronald McDonald House Charities. It's a great, fantastic cause, and it's a real part of Australia, an annual thing now. We love it. And you can also buy a pair of silly socks for just $5 via the drive-through, which is fantastic news there. Hoops, you'll be going through the drive-through on the way home, I assume.
Absolutely. A couple of junior burgers, maroon. And those silly socks, apparently, unconfirmed reports, you've already got quite a few pairs.
Yeah, I try and get a pair every year.
Of the silly socks. Yeah, you've got a whole drawer full at home, so that's a good result.
Yeah.
Also, social media is alight about your cameo appearance at Helensburgh McDonald's many years ago, where you worked on the hot plate.
Right, that's right. With the great Robbie Duckworth.
But
people just thought we were two old blokes at work and worked at Macca's, which is great.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, absolutely not. So, McHappy Day today. We're going to call in on the way home. A couple of Big Macs all up into some nuggies and a pair of happy socks.
Mate, I'm going to load up.
I'm going to shout
sweet
you.
Sweet and sour sauce. Mm-hmm. Might get a sundae.
Oh, yeah.
As you can see, we're all athletes.
Absolutely love it. Well, boys, leaving that right alone now, what we might do is get a song on. When we come back, we've still got plenty to get through. We've got to do our quiz. We're going to talk a little bit of player movement. And the great Ben Dobbin, the round mound of sound, live from Queensland as Triple M rocks Origin.
Everlasting love, this love will
It's the Origin Rumble here at Triple M, and it's thanks to Bryden's Lawyers, where they commit, protect and succeed. Brydens.com.au, and of course, New South Wales are now 1-1 in the series with Queensland. Queensland winning the first game, New South Wales second. That's all thanks to Tyre Power. You buy three, you get one free on selected Falcon passenger car or four-wheel drive tyres. Let's go to our Queensland, our man on the spot in Queensland, the great Ben Dobbo. Dobbin, welcome to the show, mate. And, well, a packed house for game three, the decider in Brisbane.
Yeah, how good. I mean, she won't let anybody from Sydney come to Queensland, but the fact that she's thought that she's going to open the stadium up, 52,000, it'll be a sellout, no two ways about it. And it's going to be a special night. It's more significant than anything because, I mean, 40 years ago, Arthur Beetson ran out onto Suncorp Stadium, which was Lang Park, and he started the birth of what State of Origin is. And the fact that we've got a decider at Suncorp Stadium 40 years on, I mean, you can't script it, can you?
No, there's some brilliant storylines there, aren't there, Dobbo?
Yeah, it's going to be huge. I mean, this Queensland side, they were outplayed. They were out-enthused. I mean, for only one forward to run over 100 metres, and that was Tino. I mean, New South Wales just absolutely played him the right way. Nathan Cleary was outstanding, but you'll see a much more resilient and stronger Queensland side come Wednesday.
Speaking of that much more resilient and strong side, are there going to be some changes? We're hearing there might be a couple of little shake-ups going on.
Yeah, definitely will be. I think Corey Allen will play fullback, and I think Val Holmes shifts to the wing. Which I think that's definite. And look, Christian Walsh, obviously he comes back. They missed him. Yeah. Now where Capewell starts, I'm hearing Capewell might even start on the edge, and they bring Sewer back off the bench for some impact. And that's his preferred position. But what I also know is that, you know, dead set Harry Grant will make his debut. Make no mistakes about it. You just know he's Origin ready. It's the birth of a great Origin career that'll start. It's quite funny. You know, Cameron Smith's got his book launch on Monday at Suncorp Stadium, and then on Wednesday, the next number nine gets ushered in, you know, out of the Melbourne Storm system. So it's going to be a good story. And Ben Hunt, unfortunately, misses out. Ben Hunt, I thought in game one, was outstanding. I mean, Origin's really brutal, isn't it? You have one off performance. He came on with Cameron Munster out, and he doesn't even make the squad now. So Wayne Bennett's not mucking around. It's all or nothing. We know what the siders are, and you know you Queensland are going to turn up. I mean, my heart says Queensland to win, but you know, after what New South Wales, how they performed, you know, they're going to be very, very hard to beat. I don't care about the crowd.
Yeah, they're tough to win deciders, though, as you would well know, Dobbo. Up there, it's only been done twice in 40 years. 1994 was Mel Meninga's farewell from that arena. New South Wales managed to get the job done that night. Brad Fittler was in the centres. Now their coach, and then 2005 when the great Joey Johns was at his best and in partnership with Danny Badiris. But just on the Maroon side, Dobbo, you touched on the fact with Capewell, how they're planning to use him. So who's in the centres? Dane Gagai and...
Gagai, and I think Brenko will be back. I think they'll go with the original. So I think Brenko and Kafusi will be on the right, and they'll shift Gagai to the left.
Dropping some bombs. So was he named in the 21, was he, Branko?
He's in the 21. But it's interesting, you know, I spoke to somebody very close to Camp Maroon, and they said that they're very confident that Val Holmes will be able to handle Josh Addo-Carr on the wing. Philip Semmy just started off. I mean, there's a chance that Addo-Carr might not even be there, you know, with injury. But when they put Val Holmes to the wing, that was their reasoning for it.
Okay.
Mate, you talk about all the storylines this game throws up, and there are a couple of them there, obviously, with the 40 years and the Harry Grant thing, but you, Dobbo, have more to do with Wayne Bennett than any of us here, and the Wayne Bennett factor in Brisbane, a decider, how does that play into it?
Oh, well, I think it plays everything. I spoke to Wayne this morning, and I said to him, were you at that game, that first game? And he said, I was a fan. He said, I was in the grandstand watching Arthur Beetson, and he said he'd come from reserve grade at Parramatta, he reckons, and he said he had no right to actually play, but he got himself up, and you can see how he ran onto the field. And Wayne was saying he actually hobbled onto the field at the start, and he lifted that Queensland side. And Wayne said he's going to play all of that, everything, and go from there. And so, obviously, you know, this narrative about Wayne, I mean, I said to Wayne, why were you laughing in the change rooms? I asked him, I said, why were you laughing in the change rooms? And he said, because the young blokes don't know, they don't need to get their head down and really hurt from a loss. They need to be upbeat and think about the next week. And he said, if you saw Daly Cherry Evans, one of the senior blokes there, he was hurting like nothing else because he knows how bad these losses are. He said, I made a complete 100% distinct decision that we're going to have to just really knuckle in and laugh. And he said, I then had jokes and I started cracking jokes and everything like that. And he said, the squad is in the best place they've ever could be. And they know now the importance. You know, Wayne's a master. He kicked the media out yesterday. So we've been allowed to film all their training sessions. We've been allowed to watch their training sessions. We were there for 8 minutes and Wayne kicked all the media out. He's not allowing any media there. They do their press conferences and they get booted out. So, I mean, it's just, once again, it's Wayne making it about himself and then everybody will talk about him and take all the pressure off his players.
I get the feeling, Dobbo, that Wayne knew that was coming last week. He mentioned it in the lead-up, the fact that, you know, how's he going to get these guys from the high of winning their first, the majority from their first origin back to the reality of New South Wales at ANZ. So I would have imagined last week, you know, the coaches would have a preparation for the win and the loss, but he probably put a little bit more time into the loss. Now, did he mention at all the effect that the travelling on the day had on the group at all?
Well, he said it was huge, but he said most of them said it certainly has an effect, but he said everybody's had that same situation in the NRL. He said if that was the first time, but he said with the short turnaround from Adelaide and then have to do it, he said was really taxing. Mm. And he said the fact that we couldn't have the field to warm up with as well. New South Wales warmed up on their training field, which I wasn't aware of. But whereas Queensland didn't, they warmed up in the dressing sheds. And Wayne said that. He said it's even Stevens this time and they've got to train as well. So all those things have played out. There's no two ways about it. But the bottom line is when they went out there, they were absolutely schooled. Now, they couldn't afford to lose Cam Munster like they did. And he was a huge loss. And they're not going to use that as an excuse. But Wayne actually did say, he said, mate, Munster was a massive loss because defensively they were lost out there. I mean, the 4-on-3 reads from set plays, there was two tries to New South Wales from that. And they just didn't get their defence right. And unfortunately, it was showing up, was highlighted. By halftime, the game was over.
Yeah, no doubt their left edge was all over the shop. What is the latest, Dobbo, with Munster? Will he play?
Well, unless the NRL rule him out, he'll play. He's fine. He's ready to go. He's training. He's obviously away from the squad at the moment, but he's right to go. Everybody at Queensland believes he'll be fit to play.
What about Jakey Friend?
Yeah, I think he'll play. There's talk that he's in doubt, but he's right as well. I know everybody's looking at him, but he played the whole game. The NRL obviously are concerned about it, and they're cracking down, and rightly so. I don't think there's any two ways about it, that, you know, what they're doing is in the best interest of the players, but I think Jake Friend will play.
Okay.
Hey, Dobbo, just before you go, what about away from Origin camp? Is there much talk around the Broncos, how Kevy's sort of settled in? Is any news out of the Broncos at all?
Well, they've done their review. They start training on the 23rd, and bar a couple of players, Origin players, and a couple others, they're all coming back early. So they're, you know, the club's spoken to a lot of the players, and they're all going to be back. It's been reported, and I don't think it's any secret to all you guys that Matt Lodge and Joe Offen and Galway will not be shopped.
They have been.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm going to say next. I think they certainly have been, but there's no appetite. So they're at the Broncos. So the Broncos are saying that they want them and that they're never there. Look, Brisbane haven't been able to do the transactions that they wanted to do, and so their squad is very much similar. Now, there was a lot of talk last week about Will Chambers. Kevy knocked that on the head. They are a bit light on, and look, I don't think that, I think there will be something happen before the season starts, but come the 23rd, it's all hands on deck. And one bloke that will be there as well is Andrew McCulloch. I asked Kevy that, will he be there on the 23rd? He said, yep, he'll be there. He's coming back. So, I mean, you know, Brisbane, they have got a hard year ahead. I think they're certainly going to do better, but I don't think they're going to be anywhere near what everybody wants them to be in this first year. But, you know, it's a slow burn for Kevy. He's got to get them back and get the culture right and get them buying in and get a game plan that fits. But starting with, they're going to be fit, and that's the biggest thing.
Okay. The other thing that we've got to get cleared up, it's gone Burko Bunter on social media along with Maroons poll. Are you a cane toad Or are you a New South Wales Blue? Because there's mixed reports that you spent a lot of time down here in Sydney and you might actually have a little bit of good in you. Can you please clear it up for us? We need to know.
Hoops. I was born in New South Wales, mate. I went to boarding school there. But at the age of 18, mate, I actually left. And I've then, mate, and you know what it's like.
Oh, you've been indoctrinated.
Married, when you get divorced, when you pay maintenance, when you pay taxes and school fees, mate, I'm in Queensland. This is where I am. Yes, I was born in New South Wales. Make no mistakes about it. But so was Karl Stefanovic. So was actually Greg Inglis, if I'm true.
I wouldn't be hanging on to that.
Yeah,
to Carl.
I'm putting those two with me, mate.
All right, Dobbo. Well, you've declared where your loyalties lie, and we'll have to leave it there anyway, mate.
I support Wayne and Kevin. That's it.
Yeah, good on you, mate. Well, listen, look after your mates. Pick and stick, as you always say, Dobbo.
Good on you, Maroon.
See you, Dobbo.
Good to catch up with you. He'll do the sideline for us, too, on Wednesday night. And he does a great job, too, does Dobbo. Just before I go on to Tom Hackett, just a quick reminder. The poll today was, should we keep the poll? The poll is, do you like the poll? Should we keep the poll? 51% of you want to keep the poll. So moving forward, we might still have our Maroons poll.
You've only just clung on there, Anthony.
Yeah, Well, the people have spoken. I think we might leave the poll there. The people have spoken.
I look at the amount of people that don't want it.
Yeah.
I'd be really disappointed, mate, with that number. You might win, but yeah, it's a shallow victory. I mean, 49 people want to see you brush the poll.
Listen,
I'd be really focused on that number.
Yeah.
Well, I know you're a half full, you know, half glasses full kind of guy, but, gee, there's a lot of empty about that stat.
I know.
Feedback on social media, people saying they far prefer Brian with a Wise poll.
Yeah, well,
poll.
I know that, Ryan, you only went to fourth class at Dapto Primary, but 51 is higher than 49, and that's how
that.
A poll works.
I
don't think
that.
You do. Do you know how to work the till at your coffee outlet? Boys, we've got to move on now. Tom Hackett from Ladbrokes is there, and, of course, if we have a bet.
My coffee outlet.
State of Origin with Ladbrokes. Get $2 lines for both Queensland and New South Wales.
Don't worry about that.
And gamble responsibly. Hackers, what do you say, mate? What are the punters doing on Wednesday night?
Put me down for another vote for the poll, Maroon. I'm a fan. But punters for Wednesday night, they're keen on New South Wales once again. They're not as short as they were for the first two games of the series, but it's still been pretty solid money for the Blues. They're into $1.42. So the Queensland were $2.90, into $2.85 now, but the overwhelming early money is with New South Wales.
Hackers, what's the line?
Line is 6.5 points at the moment. It was 5.5 points when we went up early. Now we're up to 6.5 points. That's still the lowest line we've seen in the series to date. And don't forget, $2 lines with Ladbrokes in game three.
And who do they like first try scorer and man of the match?
First try scorer popular has been Josh Adokar, as he always is. He's into $7. Then your two putters are about at $7.50. Bit of money around for James Tedesco at $11. While the best back in Queensland has been Corey Allen, just making his State of Origin debut. He's into $13. He's still there for Valentine Holmes at $16. In terms of man of the match betting, though, all about Nathan Cleary, all about James Tedesco. They dominate the hold at the moment.
Okay, mate, quick as you can. Tom, do you have an early same-game multi-tip for us?
We'll go Queensland to cover the line. I like Corey Allen to score at any time. I'm Flint Gustafson to score at any time. I'm going to get $14.11.
Good on you, Hackers. Good to catch up. And, of course, if you are having a State of Origin bet, you do it with Ladbrokes and get $2 lines for both Queensland and New South Wales, but always gamble responsibly. We're not done yet. We're going to come back. We're going to talk a little bit of player movement because plenty of player movement going on around the place and lots of it involves the Doggies, which we'll speak to. We're going to do our trivia today, too. We've only got two because Wendell pulled out of the show today. Wendell had to take he never works 5 days in a row, and he's had the day off. So we'll come back. We'll do our quiz. We'll look at some player movement around the place as well and speak to Ali Brigginshaw too about last night's Queensland victory in Women's Origin. It's all coming up on Triple M's Origin Rumble.
Triple M's Origin Rumble, thanks to Bryden's Lawyers.
Yeah, it's your home of Origin. It's the Origin Rumble, thanks to Bryden's on Triple M with Ryan Girdler, Maroon here, and two scoops for a dose of hoops. Here is the latest with Hoops News. And Hoops, can we start with the latest on James Roberts, who was apparently spotted having a coffee with his manager and the great Mr. Pasco from the Tigers.
Yeah, Justin Pasco, the West Tigers CEO. Look, let's start by saying, Anthony, I'm a West Tigers member. I am a lover of the club. And having gone to Leichhardt Oval a lot as a kid, nothing would please me more than to see the Tigers back in finals contention. Alas, I think they're a long way off. This isn't a slight on Lee Hadjipantelis, who is the chairman of the club and a very good man, sponsor of the Blues, also one of the big sponsors of the West Tigers as well. But they can't sign a player. That's the reality of it. The Tigers at the moment are a club that has an air of damaged goods. For whatever reason, and you can use Josh Adokar as the most recent example, players don't want to go there.
Well, let's just do this player by player if we can, Hoops. Can I start with James Roberts?
Yep.
You don't like the idea of Jimmy the Jet at the Tigers?
Well, did you like the idea of Jimmy the Jet at South?
Well, I liked the idea of him coming there, but it just didn't sort of pay dividends in spades, did it? You get a trickle here and there.
I like the idea of it, and the Jet, when he is in form, is as dangerous as any player in the competition. But the issue is he has had some challenges, and we haven't seen him in his best electric touch for quite some time now. So I've got reservations. I think the fact that the Tigers are in for Jimmy the Jet Gerds just shows exactly where they're at. The fact that they're having to turn to a player who has walked away from a contract at another club because of other issues, and
he's had a lot of clubs in the last couple of years, and I think Jimmy also needs to decide on which club's going to be best for him. He needs some real stability around him. He needs a good core senior group and some really good administration to make sure that they, you know, keep him in line, make sure that he's, you know, turning up to training and getting on with what he's being paid to do. And I just don't know if the stability at the Tigers is there for them at the moment. Who's with what we've seen over the last couple of years? They rolled the dice last year on Joey Leilua. Now, Joey's another guy that, you know, on his best day, he can be one of the best centres in the world. On his worst day, it's a concern for the club, whether he's ill-disciplined on the field or off the field. You can only have a certain amount of those guys in your club that need to be looked after. It also takes up resources.
Yeah.
I don't know whether the Tigers have those resources, but for me, it just shows, as Hoop said before, it shows where the Tigers are at in relation to their recruitment and retention at the moment.
And it's hard to say that, Anthony. Like, nobody enjoys the fact that the Tigers are a club at the moment.
Of course.
Who are struggling, but that's the reality of it. Like, they haven't made the finals. They're in currently the longest finals drought of any NRL side. They haven't played in the finals since 2011. It's nearly 10 years. It's a decade.
Yeah. That does seem, though, with due respect, an odd couple to Michael Maguire and James Roberts.
Look, Madge, as Gerds knows well, is a hard disciplinarian, and I think that he could potentially get the best out of him. But my concern with Jimmy the Jet is the talk was he needed to get out of Sydney, and he probably needed some time away from the city. And going to the West Tigers, I'm not sure that ticks that box.
Okay. Now, still on the West Tigers, now we believe that Josh Adokar is not leaving Melbourne after all.
Not going. No. Not going. So, look, the Tigers, and to his credit, I think Lee Hadjipantelis did a terrific job here where he got the Fox to sign a heads of agreement, which meant that if he wasn't at Melbourne next season, he was going to join the West Tigers on a four-year deal. Unfortunately, after winning a premiership, I think the reality is he's had a look over the fence. I think he's looked at Concord and gone, well, hang on a minute, that doesn't look like a particularly happy camp. I'm going to stay in Melbourne where I've just won a competition. Melbourne also threw some more money in. I think they took
which was the play, which could have been looked at as seen as the play there by the Fox. I think trying to bump up his wage bill just a little bit.
100%.
Yeah. You think the whole thing...
It's always
I think it's got something to do with it, yeah. Maroon. I mean, the fact that they threw out the, you know, he could potentially come and play fullback, that always draws a few more dollars. He's arguably the best winger in the world at the moment. I mean, look at his form last Wednesday. Look at the way that he played through that final series. Look at his combination with Pappenhausen and what he does to that left side of the attack for Melbourne Storm. He's not an easy guy to replace. And could he play fullback? I'm not so sure. But why would Melbourne want to let him go when they could just bump up the offer just a little bit more? And if he's okay family, because we know that there was obviously some connections that he wanted to come back and spend some more time with. He can chew down on that. Everyone loves family and friends, but you got a long time to hang around
100%.
Family and friends. You know, you got to make hay while the sun shines, so they say. And it's shining down there for him at the moment. He's just come out of a premiership winning side. He's played Origin, and he'll go on. And if there's any representative in the near future, he'll be the first winger picked.
And the likely play from here, now that he's decided he's not going to go to West Tigers, I wouldn't be surprised if he ends up at Belmore under Trent Barrett in 2022.
Okay.
So he'll play next season for Melbourne, and then I wouldn't be surprised if he ends up at Canterbury.
Now, this brings me to the next point, because we're all out there on Wednesday night and heard a couple of people talking about in and around the Bulldogs, saying, okay, it's fine for Trent to talk about culture and bringing back the old culture and telling these young blokes what the Dogs are all about. Can we go through who they've actually signed, the Dogs?
Well, it's a pretty good list, Anthony. You go young Kyle Flanagan from the Sydney Roosters, Jack Hetherington, a big fan of him, Gerds. I love the energy and the aggression that he brings to the contest. Nick Kotrick, who is currently, he's not playing Origin, but he is in the New South Wales Blues squad. And then you've got Corey Waddell as well from Manly. So they are beginning to build nicely, I think, the Bulldogs.
Yeah, and they'll get Joey Stimpson back, hopefully, who they signed and missed. He missed a whole year.
Joe Stimpson back. Josh Jackson, Adam Elliott. All of a sudden, it's a decent forward pack.
Yeah. All right. Well, look, on that, boys, we might take another break. We've still got to do our quiz, and I've got a wonderful prize for you two today. I'm going to tell you what it is right now, okay? Are you ready to hear what the quiz is, what the prize is?
Unconfirmed reports, it's a packet of Juicy Fruit.
There is also a packet of Juicy Fruit involved.
Some Aldi dumplings?
I can get you some Aldi dumplings as well. But I've had a little rifle through my own personal collection of Triple M memorabilia and found a 2005 Triple M cap signed by the 2005 Australian Idol winner, Kate DeRugio. How about that? So you're playing for that as Triple M rocks the footy.
Origin Rumble, thanks to Brighton's Lawyers.
It's the Origin Rumble on Triple M, Gerds and Hoops and Maroon, and of course it's time for this.
Welcome to Maroon's Trivia Night.
Well, everyone's gone absolutely one level up from Burko, and you know what one level up from Burko is.
Bunta.
Everybody has gone bunta for this prize today, which is from my own personal collection of Triple M memorabilia, a 2005 Triple M cap signed by 2005 Australian Idol winner Kate DeRugio. Which has got to be worth something on eBay.
Yes.
Even you if you know, that's where you bought it from.
And if you don't, I took it out of my own. I've got some
great
stuff.
You didn't pay for it.
I've got some great stuff there.
No, it was a paid gig.
Here's a hat. No, I stole it, actually.
Here's the cash in the hat.
I stole it from the old prize cupboard at Triple M Bondi Junction.
How much folding was there in it?
There was no fault. I took, if I recall that day, I got the cap, I got a Nickelback CD, and I might have got a six-pack of Mother Energy drink or something like that.
Is that when they fired you? Is that what your parting shot?
Oh,
when
that was another incident.
Oh, okay.
That was one of the times.
Or was that when they hired you?
Mate, you wouldn't believe how many times they've tried to get rid of me. I am like a cockroach in a microwave oven. Anyway, boys, we're running out of time. We better do this. Your name is your buzzer. And first to get three, here we go. Question number one. In the last Origin game, what player scored New South Wales' first try?
Gerds.
Yes, Gerds.
Teddy.
And that is incorrect.
Cody Walker.
So we are down to minus one. Question number two. They're not all sports questions, by the way. Number two, what 80s doll came with its own adoption papers?
Gerds. Cabbage Patch.
And it's now nil all. It's back to nil all. Right.
Wow.
Okay. And what is the capital of the American state of Massachusetts? What is the capital of the American state of Massachusetts?
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, well, we'll let that one go. God, you're a couple of buffheads.
Hang on.
What is it?
Hang on,
for
Gerds.
The people, for everybody listening.
Is that...
No, you've had long enough.
Boston.
No, sorry, you've had too long.
Right, yeah.
So we're still on zero. Here's hoping we don't run out of questions today. And the next question is, what Aussie legend sang the song Let's Get Physical?
Hoops.
Yes.
Olivia Newton-John.
And finally, we're at 1-0. Question number two. Back to State of Origin. In Game 3, who will be number 5 for Queensland? Gerds. Number 5 for Queensland.
Yeah, the new guy coming in. So he is called...
2-1.
Alan.
Yeah, that'll do. 1-1. 1-1. All right. Next question. If you were born March 8, what is your star sign?
Hoops.
Yeah.
Pisces.
Yeah. 2-1. Oh. He wants that cap. Question number 3. What horse finished 3rd in this year's Melbourne Cup?
Hoops. Prince of Iran.
He's
ridden by Jamie good. Carr.
There yes, indeed. Congratulations. Nice prize. A packet of Chewy. Some dim sims from Aldi, and of course the 2005 Triple M cap signed by Australian Idol winner. We are learning now it's not Derugio, it's Derugio.
Yes. So that's I meant to correct you on that earlier, Anthony.
Wendell's not here
Wendell's not here today. So I thought I'd give you a leave pass.
Well, I don't know whether or not the competition here, if we do our summer show, it might survive summer, but we'll find out. Thanks, Gerge. You did well, but you couldn't beat the mastermind. Triple M rocks the footy.
Triple M's Origin Rumble, thanks to Bryden's Lawyers.
It's the Origin Rumble on Triple M. We do it thanks to our mates at Bryden's with Ryan Girdler, James Triceps Hooper and Maroon. Well, of course, a big Origin game coming up on Wednesday night. But last night, boys, we all sat down and watched the Women's Origin up there on the beautiful Sunshine Coast. Again, it did not disappoint. It was a wonderful game. And leading the way for Queensland was Ali Brigginshaw. And we've got her on the line. Ali, welcome to the Origin Rumble.
Hey, guys.
Hey, everyone's going to be talking a lot about the performance of your fullback, but you personally, you had a hand in everything last night. Congratulations on finally getting a win in that State of Origin sort of segment, as we call it now.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was something we wanted to all do as a team and tick it off for the rest of the year to get that win with the girls. We got 9 debutantes and it just goes to show how well we came together and how much we wanted to win on the night.
Looked like some pretty tough conditions up there, Ali. Really windy in that first half. You had a little bit of rain and took both sides a little while to settle into their rhythm.
Yeah, it did. We picked to have the wind behind us at the start, hoping that would give us an advantage. But you just put the ball up and it'd go 70 metres.
Yeah, so we saw that.
Trying to play in those conditions. It was crazy, but, you know, we're just happy to be out there, and I thought all the girls loved it.
And you really seemed to revel in the change from going from the halves over the last couple of seasons into the middle defensively. You really took on the middle of the New South Wales pack, and then you had your hands on the ball all night.
Yeah, I love defence. That's, like, my main focus. So in the halves, I sometimes got in trouble for making too many tackles. So it's given me a lot more freedom around the middle, and I think it's changed the women's game. I think you can play a lock that's like a half, but can still defend. I think it'll just bring something else to the game. So I reckon we'll see some other teams start to follow in that.
What about for Stephanie Hancock, Ali? What was it like after that game? It was obviously her farewell appearance. What was that like afterwards?
Yeah, it was very emotional for her. 16 years and her dad and mum were here, so that was a really emotional time. And for her to get a try, like, what a fitting send-off. And I don't think she's fully announced retirement yet, but this Queensland win was one that she wanted to get under her belt before she hung the boots up.
Now, it was a sellout last year at North Sydney Oval. It was and you put on a great spectacle. It was a sellout last night under the conditions, of course, up there in Queensland. What do you think potentially a three-game series like the men's, would that be something you would think the league would look at?
Yeah, that would be awesome. How the boys are doing it over a couple of weeks, that would be great if we can just knock it all over in the 3 weeks. I think the girls can definitely achieve it and do it. It's just whether we get the support from the NRL. We have spoken about it, but we just need to make sure we're doing it right and everyone's on board. Most girls still have full-time jobs, so by the time you take the 3 weeks off for footy, it's your annual leave. So we just need to work out those things, but I think it's definitely for the future.
How's the head today, Ali? What were the celebrations like?
They were pretty good. I was limited. I had a HIA. It didn't pass. So I was limited on the drink, but I'm heading into Brisbane and I'll probably enjoy some over the weekend.
That's yeah. Well earned.
We're just about to give Hoops here an HIA too, Ali.
I've already failed one earlier, actually, Ali, if I'm being really honest.
Hey, Ali, what about, I think going into the game, all the talk was around Tamika Upton.
Yeah.
And she certainly didn't disappoint, did she?
No, she's a new fullback to the game. She just sees things and goes for it. And you just can't predict where she's going to go. She's so fast and agile. And even trying to tackle her must be hard because, you know, she'll run into someone and run over the top of them. But she's a player of the future. She's like your Billy Slaters. I think she'll be around for a while. And she's a great talent.
What about your Broncos teammate, Melissa Boyle? Did you catch up with her after the game? Because her nose looked horrific. How was it?
Yeah, I'm with her now and she doesn't look great. She's nursing a hangover and a broken nose. So she's probably seen better days, but she loves the party. So I'm sure she'll carry on.
Was it broken and stitched up or was it just the cut?
No, it was broken. It got fixed up after the game, but I think she needs to have it fixed again. It's still bleeding mid at midnight.
Yeah. Okay, Ali.
Hey, it's a brutal game.
Congratulations brutal. On that wonderful win. And great to see the women's game in such good shape. And the more we got into it last night, the more we saw how talented you
70 minutes,
girls
too.
Were.
How did you guys enjoy the extra 10 minutes?
Yeah, it was good. I think it's good for our game. We play 70 minutes at Clubland. I'm not in the NRLW, but in local league. So I think we definitely deserve to have that 70-minute game. And, yeah, the NRL have done well to make sure that happens.
Mm. Yeah, it was a great spectacle. Well done. Congrats to all the girls that played last night. They did a wonderful job and represented their state really well.
Cool. Thank you.
Good
on you. There's Ali Brigginshaw joining us. And what about, we didn't mention Rona Peters, the wrecking ball.
Yeah, she was so good off the bench, wasn't she? Yeah, she turned the game. Mm. I mean, her in the middle and... she did some damage defensively.
All right, well, Gerds, good catching up with you in the last couple of days. You got your
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream, steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.